Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I know I'm the weatherman.
Weatherman!
Which
assemble.
Means I read the weather. I'm not a forecaster. I'm not a meteorologist.
You're not a meteorologist. No.
Which allows me to ask the following question.
Yeah.
How much rain did we get yesterday?
I don't know. You would have to ask my husband, the guy with the rain gauge. Which, I don't know what happened. Like, all of a sudden, he just became that guy who's gotta check the rain gauge.
It happens, Claire. I'm just gonna warn you.
Is it just like, you know, like you start bird watching?
Yes.
Like, it's just a part of the natural progression. That's how you know that you're aging.
You want to know the temperature in other towns?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to know if Highway 30 is done between Des Moines and Cedar Rapids?
Uh-huh.
You become that person.
Uh-huh.
I never got into rain gauges. I really get into sturdy cardboard boxes, as we discussed
you
yesterday.
You are all about a good cardboard box.
The reason I ask is Wednesday, trash day, Northeast Side, holler. Who's with me, Northeast Siders? And I've got...
I hear a faint ooh, ooh, ooh in the distance.
Nobody's up when I leave. I don't know. It's not my neighborhood. So I pulled out the old garby and the recycling bin. And then I had some glass. And it goes in a bucket, right?
Yeah.
And the bucket had a lot of water in it. More than we had just sprinkled yesterday.
Yeah.
So did we have another rain event that I didn't remember?
Like overnight?
Either overnight or last weekend when I was gone, did it rain? And the bucket just, I don't know. I'm just a little confused by the amount of water in the bucket.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
So just didn't know if there was a rain event I needed to be aware of.
Or maybe it was like... one of those weird, just your neighborhood?
Could be.
Burst.
I didn't even realize way back when, I think we were on our Alaska trip, there was a hailstorm.
Oh.
But it was brief.
Yeah.
And heavy. We had some friends who got a new roof. That's how bad it was in their part of the Cedar Rapids. Yeah. Yeah, that localized whenever it hits can be bad and big.
Yeah.
But so.
I don't think it was that much. It was just sprinkles, right?
So where did my neighbor... is he playing with me?
Somebody's punking you.
I would not put this past Leo.
He filled up your bucket of glass.
Every day, he gets like a small mason jar or like a bathroom glass.
Yeah.
Fills it half full, walks out, pours it in my recycling bucket, goes back in and just laughs a little bit.
He'll wonder if it's rain.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's Leo.
Leo got me.
It's got to be Leo, and he's messing with you.
That has to be it.
You're thinking it like it was inches.
At least a solid inch and a half of water in the bottom of that bucket.
No.
Yes, from the last time we took out glass, which I feel like was in the last three recycling cycles. So
okay.
I think, and this is what, you know what it is? My stupid apple trees always rolled into his driveway.
Yep.
And I think he's getting back at me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is
good old fashioned.
This is psychological warfare.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not Hatfield McCoy bad.
Mm-mm.
It's just like Leo's just going to sit in his easy chair he has had since the 40s.
He could have TP'd your house or done something like really big, but instead
he could have spray painted, right? No more apples on my garage.
He's just going to put a little bit, not a lot, a little bit of water in your glass recycling bin.
Revenge is a dish best served over weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's patient. You got to give him that.
I didn't have that theory until right now. And that is the only theory that makes sense to me.
Will you be having a talk with him later today?
It depends. He's a little hard of hearing. So it's always a little challenging.
Great.
And I swear to God, he owns one pair of pants and one white t-shirt. And that's all he wears. That's my buddy Leo. I love Leo. Leo is the best neighbor you can have.
I hope it was him.
He
I really,
gives
truly
you
hope
just
it was him.
The right amount of crap,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Haven't seen you around for a while. You just move in? Yo, that's Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a war vet.
I have no doubt. Yep.
That's it.
It was him.
Yeah.
It was Leo.
Now that I think about it, I think he was a Navy, like, this is psychological warfare.
Yep.
He's going back to his training.
And he knows how to do it.
He does.
He knows exactly what he's
and
doing.
And I'm going to let him.
Yeah, it's fine. You know what? It's great.
Slowly drive me mad, Leo. Go for it.
Ah!
I don't mind.
Don't mind at all. And the term adult,
yeah,
a ween, is kind of trending right now.
Teach me. I've not heard this.
Okay. So, you know, Halloween is for kids. adults also like to celebrate. It seems like it's gotten more and more popular in recent years for adults to also celebrate, right?
So did we give away tickets for The Rocking Dead at the Olympic and that's an adult-o-ween party?
That's more of an
adult.
Is that
how I would use it in a sentence?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Should it be a separate thing? Like, should Halloween be one thing and then adult-o-ween is like a different night?
No. No, now you're making it too complicated. We're already getting weird with, I had this conversation with a friend a couple weeks ago. Boo baskets and all of that weird stuff.
Okay, enough with the baskets.
We're over-commercializing all of this.
My kids wanted to do, like, a sister's Christmas basket.
Sister
Christmas basket.
What's that?
I don't know. They just wanted to do boo baskets and they were too late, so they pushed it to Christmas.
Pinterest plus TikTok.
Yes.
Plus, we were talking to a local franchisee holder of a fast food chain. He's like, we have to prepare food differently because people see hacks online.
Yes.
It's like, stop it, everybody. No, I think tradition in me is what's fighting this. Just keep it. But why do we need two nights?
Halloween, it's Halloween. Oh, just, you know, like then you can focus on let the kids have their time and then the adults have their own time.
It just feels like it's more work.
It just seems like it's too much of, yeah.
Yeah.
But 54% of people wish that it was a thing, that the adults could have their own separate holiday.
Well, of course, because it's selfish. Would you wish you had your own holiday? Yeah, you're going to. Actually, that's a low number. Of course I want my own holiday.
And also, you know, like Halloween doesn't always fall on a Friday. Doesn't always fall on a Saturday.
You want to adult-o-ween on a Tuesday?
No, I'm saying if Halloween falls in the week, you always have an adult-o-ween on the weekend,
oh,
right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're doing it anyway.
Yes, it's a floating holiday, right? You don't always have, like, your work Christmas party on Christmas, right? Like, no, it floats.
Moving around.
We celebrate holidays
good
whenever.
Point.
Yeah, just embrace that.
Get a beer company involved. Cinco de Mayo this thing.
Yeah.
Make a holiday that doesn't exist, and you're good to go.
There you go.
Yeah. But no, all in all, it's one step too far.
You don't need your own holiday.
That's a little much.
Also, I don't think I like the phrase adult-o-ween.
No. I kind of like Summerween.
I like Summerween.
Summerween was cool.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Claire, we're going to play a game.
What is it?
What do these little song snippets have in common? Are you ready?
Okay, ready. They all have drums. Fire song?
What did I do last night in my house for the first time this fall? Had a fire
contained inside the fireplace. Right?
This girl made her first fire of fall season, and I love it
so much. Get it.
Once we made a fireplace that actually was legal and wouldn't burn the house down.
You had a fireplace that was basically surrounded by kindling.
I had a fireplace that they put some sort of cosmetic design on the cover of, which broke every zoning law or whatever law you have to look at, building code, and was made of flammable material. Once that was removed and we put up stone and all the other pieces, hearth and such, yeah, wood burning. Fire. We had dinner in front of the fire.
Ooh.
We had a glass of wine in front of the fire. Then we didn't talk for an hour while we were both on our phones in front of the fire.
That's how you do it.
It was great. Shanna looked at it. She's like, what did we used to do when we didn't do this? I was like, we did this, but in front of a TV.
Uh-huh.
Same thing, though.
Different
we just
glow.
Now have phones in our hands.
Just a different glow.
Yeah, there's a glow.
I know.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Ah, my favorite time. It just, the temperature was perfect. We kept the screen door open a little bit.
Just so it's even cooler.
Intentionally cooler in the house. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
That sounds nice. That sounds cozy.
And I've got a garage full of wood waiting for me in North Liberty at Greg's house, which I think Saturday morning, if I could get help from my brother Nick, we're going to go down and load my car.
You're hauling wood.
Hauling wood this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fire season, friends.
You're like a mountain man.
It is. I got the beard. I got one flannel. Let's go.
Put on your one flannel and go get that
Thank
wood.
Thank you.
My kids have a 4-day weekend, and my husband and I knew that this weekend was coming up. We, you know, saw the school calendar and like, we got to do something with these kids. They can't just sit at home and, you know, while mom and dad are at work. So we're going to do a little weekend getaway, and we were doing some planning back and forth on where we're going to go. They decided they want to go to the Mall of America.
Okay, why not?
Which is great. I get it. They're both kind of like in that teen, preteen area, and they want to do all the stores and all the shopping, and that is...
And there's that a little amusement park in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do as much of that. They are really into the shopping. I want to go to this store and this store and this store and this
store. That's great.
Great, great. Live out your dreams. But we're like, that is a lot of time to spend at one location. Like, we should do some other things. And according to my list of things that I wanted to do this year, our big wall of...
You had like a vision board.
Visions.
And, yeah.
Thank you. They wanted to see a concert. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I should just see. We're in Minneapolis, big city. There's probably got to be some sort of live music in the area. And it turns out there is. Paul McCartney's making his way.
Paul, I was just in Des Moines last night. McCartney?
That's the one.
Is in Minneapolis when?
Is in Minneapolis on Friday.
Playing where the Vikings play?
Yep.
Or the, oh, that's huge.
That's a huge stadium.
Okay.
My husband and I went to an Ed Sheeran concert there.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good venue. It's big, but I thought, well, maybe there's a chance that there could still be some tickets. And there was.
Wait, you were taking your daughters to Paul McCartney?
Yeah. I am as shocked as you are that they are into it.
They know they're going.
Yes.
And they're okay with this.
Yes. Audrey went through a huge Beatles phase.
What?
I know. We went back and forth all summer. Like, we got to go see a concert. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to see Beyonce? No. Do you want to go see the Jonas Brothers? No. Like, who do you guys want to see?
Paul McCartney?
We got an agreement with Paul McCartney.
Yes!
That's awesome, right?
Oh, I hope they truly understand how cool this is.
Oh, I think they do. Audrey went through a huge Beatles phase. Okay. Like, she had t-shirts and stuff. Like, she would draw drawings of, like, all the Beatles.
Yeah.
She was in. She was all
she
in.
She was into her pop in the British invasion phase?
Yes. She was all in. So now
Cora Union Jack flags everywhere.
Everywhere. Cora has those hand-me-downs, and Cora's like, oh, okay. Yes, I understand who Paul McCartney is. Yeah, let's go.
You have the entire car ride to introduce them to...
I know.
The Beatles?
Yes.
Wings and Paul McCartney. This is
a lot.
Adopt me.
Take me with you.
Can buy one more ticket also.
There's plenty.
There are?
I think. Unless
oh, no.
Unless I fell for a scam, I am pretty sure we have tickets.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Instagram is implementing changes to protect young users from inappropriate content. They're aligning their guidelines with what the movie people would consider a PG-13 rating. Hmm. Teen accounts on Instagram will now be restricted to content rated 13+, similar to a PG-13 movie, to block inappropriate posts unless parents grant permission. The changes will be rolled out starting October 14th. That is a platform that's global, so that's going to take a while. Because every country handles these things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Satellite voting starts today in Iowa for Linn County elections. Lyndale Mall locations open today. We'll run through Sunday, November the 2nd. Hours depend on the day of the week, so you're going to have to check the website. There will also be satellite locations this month at Kennedy, the Ladd Library in Cedar Rapids, the Downtown Library. Visit the Linn County Auditor's website for dates and times. Also, if you're hearing this and you're not in Linn County, check that county auditor's website for those dates and time, as the law for satellite voting allows that to start today. What's got us feeling all right? Our friends at the African American Museum of Iowa have a brand new exhibit starts on Friday. It's called Rooted: Labor, Land, and Legacy. The exhibit celebrates the role farming plays in Black resiliency and activism. Visitors will learn how Black farmers nationwide and in Iowa are turning to agriculture to reclaim land, promote sustainability, and address environmental and economic inequalities. Opens October 17th. That's Friday. We'll close. It's going to run almost a year. It's going to go all the way through August the 8th. So it's a major exhibit. It's a major installation.
Yeah.
Museum hours and admission. Just swing over to blackiowa.org. That exhibit's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Kevin Federline has a brand new memoir coming out, and he talks about his ex, Britney Spears. In this new memoir, he makes it pretty clear that he does not think that Britney should have been released from her conservatorship. He said, "The truth is, this situation with Britney feels like it's racing towards something irreversible. it's become impossible to pretend everything's okay. From where I sit, the clock is ticking, and we're getting close to the 11th hour. Something bad is going to happen if things don't change, and my biggest fear is that our sons will be left holding the pieces.
This sounds like pick your celebrity death, but I'm using drugs and alcohol, and I don't know Britney's situation, but the friend group knows something is going wrong, and nobody quite knows how to talk to her about it, so everybody's just hoping it resolves itself.
Yeah.
And then it's going to end with somebody dead in like a hotel room in Beverly Hills, right? And then everyone's like, yeah, we kind of saw that coming.
I know. Like the last thing was like, there's a lot of like dog
feces
messes all over her house. Like she needs just a little bit more help than what she's currently getting. And Kevin also has some memories of some pretty scary times when as a mother to the young sons, she was exhibiting some pretty erratic behavior. He said they would sometimes wake in the middle of the night to find her silently standing in the doorway watching them sleep. And then she'd say, oh, you're awake. And there'd be a knife in her hand. And she'd turn and then go away without any explanation of what she was doing at their bedroom door with the knife in her hand. And supposedly this happened more than once. The boys, Sean Preston and Jaden James, are now 19 and 20. So when this portion of the memoir came out, Britney's people then released this saying that the news of Kevin's book breaking, he's once again profiting off of Britney. And sadly, when it comes to child support, which has now ended, that the boys are adults, that is what it's always been about for Kevin. All Britney cares about are her kids, Sean Preston and Jaden James, and their well-being during all of this sensationalism.
Do we have any words from the boys? From the kids?
No. Yeah, I'd love to hear from the boys themselves. Yeah. Because I know, I'm like, Kevin Federline has always kind of been that guy with Britney, right? So it's kind of hard to, I don't know. But
like, how much do I believe on either side of those scales?
Exactly, because we have seen Britney dancing with knives too. So it's like, well, that kind of makes sense too. I don't know who to believe. But if you want to check out Kevin's book, it's called You Thought You Knew, and it comes out next Tuesday. We've got an engagement to tell you about. After 2023, when the hosts of Good Morning America GMA3 were found canoodling in the streets of New York City, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach announced they are engaged.
Now, they were both married at the time of the canoodle.
That's right.
Right?
Legally married.
Yes.
Although they made it clear in their new podcast, Amy and TJ, that while they were legally married to separate people at the time, they confirmed that they had both separated from their spouses when the romance was made public. Their divorces both finalized in 2023. And in a weird twist of fate, their exes ended up dating.
I remember that story.
Yeah. So they did announce that they have just become engaged. They've been engaged for about a month now. And they wanted to make sure that they announced the news themselves. You know, they kind of learned a lesson after the whole canoodling bit in New York City and photographers finding those canoodles.
Own the story.
Yes, exactly. Get ahead of it. Get ahead of it. Kylie Jenner is transitioning from mega successful businesswoman to pop star. But it's not going well. She recorded a verse for a song called Fourth Strike, and it's from a duo called Terror Jr. And Kylie does the whole third verse on her own. Check it out. She calls herself King Kylie, and I think it's mostly that phrase, but she is not getting a lot of praise online right now. This song is getting roasted.
That SNL bit where they always bring two background singers in and then just the lyrics are horrible. It feels like that.
It feels like it's a joke, but it was in earnest. Somebody was wondering if maybe she could unrelease this new song.
Is that possible?
Could you take it back?
That much money, you can make it go away.
Take it back. Take it back.
We have a copy, though.
Oh, Kylie. Don't give up on the makeup thing. Stay in that arena.
You're making billions of dollars in the other industry. Stay there.
Do that. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Halloween is so much fun. And if you are somebody who enjoys getting dressed up and putting on a costume, there's got to be like a tough time when you tell your kid, like, no more. You're too old for this. You can't dress up this year. Is that a thing? Or do you just let your kid dress up as long as they want to dress up? Even if they're like teenagers going out, is that okay?
You got a teenager.
I do.
Did you tell her no?
I did not tell her no. No, she was asking about her costume. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all about it. What is your plan? And she's like, well, I think I'll either take younger sister around or hand out candy here. And I thought that'd be fun to do.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, that's a really great idea. So I'm all about it.
Kind of taking on the task of Halloween.
Yes.
More so because now there's a role of responsibility.
Yes.
Right?
When it comes with a little bit more responsibility, I think she's into it.
Ours was tricky because there's a 5 and 7 year gap between me and then me to Greg is 5, me to Nick is 7. And I think at some point, age was determined, like, I don't want to have to haul 3 of you around when one of you can just stay by the house.
Yeah.
Again, and we lived in the country. We were the only take one. There's a note on the bucket, right?
Please don't take all the candy.
So
and
basically,
I
turned into the bouncer.
Yeah.
I was the candy doorman. So I ended up staying back. There were a couple times, though, if I had my own transportation, moped or car, I'd go to a friend's house. We weren't that mischievous. We actually would have fun, and we would dress up a little bit, but actually trying to find our teachers' houses and seeing what they had for Halloween. But in my world, that was all in good fun, and my parents didn't care about that.
Right.
It was always a make good decisions night if you were out on your own at an age where you could be out on your own.
I think
so. Does
that
make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. Because I think I did the same thing, and my parents like mostly trusted me. There was always a, hey, don't get into any mischief. You know, we don't want to hear about you TPing anybody's house or anything like that. But there's just kind of this understanding that you won't do that.
Yeah, that's our question right now. And actually, we can take it from a couple of vantage points. If you are a parent and you have to make that decision, are they going out or not going out? Is there an age? Is that part of what you're thinking? What makes the rule as far as too old to go trick-or-treating? Also, just when you hand out candy.
Oh,
does
true.
It feel a little awkward if it's a certain age knocking on your door?
Is there such a thing as too old for trick-or-treating?
In terms of being the person with the kids, I didn't have a problem with my oldest going because I really wasn't in the mood to go with the youngest.
Ah.
And so he would dress up as a Star Wars character with his little brother, you know?
Okay.
So if they've got a responsibility kind of as a chaperone or going out with a younger sibling, that works out?
That makes sense.
That was fine. And then for being the one giving the candy, if they're polite, I don't care how old they are.
If they're polite and it looks like they just walked across the street, didn't even put on a costume, did you care about that?
No, if they have a costume on. And so far, every teenager I've ever run into trick-or-treating has worn a costume.
All right.
Costumes required.
Put a little effort in it and you get a candy bar. That's it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, and be polite.
And be polite. I think we all agree on that one.
Couple of rules, but they're pretty basic.
Those are basic rules. Good Halloween rules. Thanks for calling in for Momtroversy.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. I asked her that question specifically because we do full-size candy bars at our house, and I'm pretty sure word's gotten out around the neighborhood. Last year, let's set that year aside, I was handing out chickens.
Sure.
I was doing full-size rotisserie
Different
chickens.
Kind of house.
But I have to, and I should have pressed a little bit more. If I'm standing there and I just see someone walk up and there's no effort made, I don't want to deny them because if they're a teenager, then I'm wondering, what are they going to do when I go to bed and turn the lights off?
I never deny anybody on Halloween. Are you kidding me?
No, you don't deny.
I would never.
But it's like, I just, in my internal clock went, I think you're just a little too old for this, right?
Sure.
Stay home.
Right.
Watch a scary, do something else. But like, you just took a candy bar, a kid's I wanted to give to a younger kid.
Oh, like I have a limited supply.
To a degree. At some point, I'm going to run out too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you buy full size. We don't carry that many of them.
Right.
So, but I've never denied, but I have stood there with the big the pumpkin bucket and going mentally, come on.
I made some snap judgments. Sure. But I had a couple of teenagers last year. And I'm like, they were delightful. They were very polite.
Yes.
I think it was cool. I'm fine with it.
And did they even dress up?
They did.
Okay.
Yeah, they had great costumes.
Again, if there's effort.
Effort. I like to see a little bit of effort.
I'm rewarding the effort.
Yeah. And the older that my daughter gets, I'm like, I don't want that to like steal your joy. If you enjoy dressing up and going out and you're not causing any harm, go for it.
Yeah. Does that echo what you believe? Is there such a thing to be too old to go trick-or-treating? At 200-1029, that's our conversation for Momtroversy.
I have two kids, 13 and 16-year-old girls that are really excited to trick-or-treat with their friends this year. I think as long as they're trick-or-treating and not getting into any mischief, they can up until they're an adult.
helping raise your kids the Scramble way.
This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
About 2 weeks out from, depending on your town, it could be on the 30th, some towns on the 31st. Halloween is hitting a Friday this year, which going into a weekend, since it's not a school night, and of course we don't know the weather yet, will that impact your decision of letting a slightly older, maybe too old to trick-or-treat kid go out, right? Because it is going into a weekend. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I mean, there's always more of an opportunity to get up to mischief when you don't have to wake up the next morning
or
for
homework,
school.
Right, that you have to have ready for the next day.
True. But is there a hard and fast rule at your house? Is there an age cutoff for trick-or-treating, either as a parent sending your kids out or even as you're passing out candy? Do you tell kids, like, no, you're too old for this?
So, yeah, the biggest thing is, as long as the kids are respectful, trick-or-treat, go out, have fun. And like Claire said, as long as they're not being mischievous, go for it. Have fun.
Got it. Fun fact.
My added fact, I had a very good friend of mine in middle school. His parents would have two buckets of candy. And they would open the door, find out, you know, if the kid's being, you know, if the kid's being good, they'd have the full-size bars. But if the kids came up and acted like a bunch of little brats, they would have the mini-size, fun-size bars.
Wow.
I've never heard of anyone doing that.
That sets up an interesting issue because it's not like there's a line. They're usually a cluster.
Yes.
And you're
they
trying to keep up.
They come in packs.
They come in packs. Sometimes they're all together, sometimes not. If that's that house, and I'm handing four kids full size, I'm like, nope, you get a mini Snickers. And not even fun size, that cube one that's just one letter.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's not going to go over well, is it?
No. I think it was more like the door would be closed, ding dong. Hi, let me see your costumes. You know? It's got to be.
But if you are surrounded by kids, and that kid clearly sees he got a smaller candy bar than everybody else.
It would have to be one bowl at a time. You couldn't say you, not you.
How's that going to go over? Not good.
Yeah.
Because we talked earlier about that idea of, like, never deny candy, right? So
I wouldn't.
No kidding.
I definitely wouldn't. But on the Z102.9 Facebook page, we've got all different kinds of opinions. Kathy said that 13 is the cutoff at her house. That's always been the rule. And further, thinks that when kids older than that come to her door, you shouldn't have to give them candy.
So we think Kathy doesn't give candy?
I don't know. That is a dangerous game, I feel.
Does Kathy have toothbrushes in the back?
Just pennies.
You get a penny, you get a toothbrush, you get a full-size candy bar. You're adorable and you're 10. You get that candy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.